day is a Thanksgiving day. Every moment is a moment to give thanks. It's just the way that it is. We either get to embrace it or we don't. One of the first things we learn as students of the science of mind is that thoughts are things. Consciously or unconsciously, we're creating our experience. It's the good news and it's the bad news. So what are you creating with your thoughts right now? What is your expectation of this moment? And I'm here to tell you, it's not going to be about me. It's going to be about your thoughts. Because no one can think your thoughts for you. Again, the good news and the bad news. I just get to be up here and share a little bit about my experience and about my ideas, and hopefully spark something within you so that your thoughts lead you to a greater experience of your life. Thich Nhat Hanh, he's in the news right now. He has a great quote, "Our own life has to be our message. Our own life has to be our message." So as we're contemplating today the idea of living in gratitude and the idea that your movie script is yours to write through your own conscious or unconscious thinking, through the power of our own thought, we get to be aware that it's our life, our movie. St. Paul said, "Give thanks in all things." St. Paul did not say, "Give thanks for all things." Notice the difference. Give thanks in all things. Give thanks in all things is a little different than give thanks for all things, because actually I have a hard time giving thanks for all things. I have a hard time giving thanks when I'm in sorrow, when I'm in pain, when I'm in grief, when I'm really angry. However, because I know that my thoughts are things and I'm creating my experience and my life is my own movie, I can give thanks in that time. I can be steeped in the truth of who I am, a divine, creative being. There's only one life. That life is God's life. That life is my life now. In that truth, I know that I can live in gratitude. If our movie is our own movie, and we're writing our own script, the first thing that I learned as a young and upcoming thespian was motivation and inspiration. And what's the motivation for what's going on? And for me, today, when I think about it in relationship to my life, it's love. Yours might be something different. It might be joy, it might be beauty, it might be creativity, it might be wisdom, it might be all of the above, because of course, we're all of that. We're all of that. For God is expressing in and through and as us, and all that God is expressing in and through and as me. So I choose. What is it that I want to be today? How do I want to set my scene today? How do I want to express my life today? In what quality do I want to be showing up, do I want to be living in? In our journal, there's this beautiful quote. It's a little bit long, so just close your eyes and enjoy it. "Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, and a stranger into a friend. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow." Gratitude can do all of that. Gratitude gratitude brings peace for today, brings order out of chaos. Gratitude can change every experience. So come back if your eyes are still closed, because I want to be looking at your eyes. Isn't that awesome? Gratitude is that perfect power that we can use to change the trajectory of our life. Now, our life is happening at the speed of light. Tempting to say light, but it's the speed of light. And so there's a lot going on all the time. And so wherever we find ourselves in the midst of our own thinking, in the midst of our own life, in the midst of the activity of our day. And we want to be able to stand in the truth of who we are, that in spite of all of the special effects that are going on in our life, they are simply effects. In my movie, I'm reminding myself often of the effects that are outside and what's the truth on the inside. So I like a good movie. I like a good movie with some good effects. And I like my life to have nice effects. But I like to remember that they're effects. And effects are the result of what? Your thoughts. My thoughts. My effects are the result of my thoughts. Sometimes we share experiences, so we get to have shared effects. That's kind of fun. I mean, we are here together. But it's important to remember that my script is my script, your script is your script, right? So when I'm writing my script, I might be tempted to say it does not matter to anyone but me. I might be tempted to say, oh well, they're having their experience. It doesn't matter. Because I'm having mine, and they're having theirs, and they're in charge of their own life, and I'm in charge of my own life. But then I remember I'm connected to you. And I remember you're connected to them. And I remember that they're connected to us. And I remember that we're all one. So everything I do in my life matters. So my job in life is to raise up, to call forth the greatest person that I am. Why? Because it changes the world. It makes the world a better place to be, because who I am matters to you, and who you are matters to me. So yes, it's my script, and yes, it's my life, and yes, it's my movie, and yes, it's all my thoughts, and we're all one. If I don't like what's going on in the world, when I see someone doing something out in the world, and I think, well, why are they doing that? Just a little. Can I call myself forth to give thanks for this life that I'm living, where I am the thinker of my thoughts? Can I call myself forth to give thanks for the beauty that surrounds me, for the opportunity to be authentic, to be genuine, to be true to me? What I've learned about life is that spirit is always expressing itself perfectly, and that the only thing that spirit does is reveal itself, express itself. And if that's the one life that's God's life, and my life is one with that life, then the only thing for me to do is to be true to me, to express myself, to reveal myself. Capital self. To be true to myself. To remember that I'm co-creating this experience. So, in movies, sometimes things are going along, and you just think you know where it's headed, and then actually for good, of good. So I'm suggesting that we stick with it in life. I'm suggesting that we allow those plot changes to reveal to us something that is ours to learn, to pay attention to allow, to make welcome. One of the greatest things that we can do is we can learn some techniques, some tools, some words, some juicy words that allow us to return to our truth. So some of mine, and I'll share them with you, and you guys can share yours with me too. Some of mine are lean in. Lean in. Because there's something good coming out of this. There's something good that's coming from it. And I want to know what it is. Open up. Trust. When I allow that trust to have its way with me, I remember that in all things, there's only God. There's only that one. So, movie, our script for life, when we're writing that scene for the day, we find our plot twist, and we see the effects going haywire, and we wonder what the heck's going on, and we look to who? To know what to do. We look to the director. The director is usually the one in charge, right? And the director is not the effect, and the director is not even the other characters. The director is, you guys know, right? Anybody? Sure. It's God. It's yourself. Capital S self. The director is always inner. When we look out here and we look for direction from our life, we are looking in the wrong place. Those are guides. They're nudges, they're maybe seductive temptations. But the only place where we're going to get true direction from is right here, within. The Spirit of God resides within, and it is that which I am listening to. So when we want to be redirected in our life, when we want to change the trajectory of our experience, we want to turn to our director, that inner director that is God. Allow it to speak to us. And God speaks to us in many ways, right? That's those plot twists. And also, who gets to call cut? We do. We get to call action and we get to call cut. Cut. Practice it. Cut. We get to because we're the thinker of our thoughts, we're writing our own script, and we're the director. If we don't like the way things are going, call cut. Doesn't mean it's going to change right then. It means it's time to go within. It means it's time to recenter, to regroup, to go back to the source. To listen, to take direction from the only place where life comes from. I have a practice, maybe some of you share it, I have a practice that I start my morning in prayer. I actually start my morning in surrender. Because I've learned to start my day that way, it unfolds beautifully. It unfolds magically. And when it isn't, Today, are you the hero? Are you the victim? Are you the antagonist? Are you the star? I think we find ourselves playing all of the roles at one point or another. I know which ones I'm really comfortable with. I know which ones seem to come really naturally. And I know which ones I need to have worked on a little bit, because they don't feel so natural. We all have our personality traits that make some easier than others. But the divine potential lives within all. And if the divine potential lives within all, that means the divine potential lives within each of us. So sometimes we're called forth to be courageous and be a hero. Sometimes we're called forth to be peaceful and be the peacemaker. And sometimes we're called forth to stir the pot a little bit, because we need to speak up. As Dr. Henry said last week, be brave enough to tell the truth. Be that friend who says what needs to be said. Not out of creating a problem, but out of rising up. The divine potential lives within each of us. Be all that we need to be, to have all that we need to have, to create the life that we most want to live. Can we live each day in gratitude for everyone and everything? I think we can. I don't always think it's easy. I don't think that it's simple as all that. To live in gratitude in every day, in every way. And yet I do believe that that's what we're called to do. I know that my baby steps get stronger. I know that by sharing my life with people who are on the same path with me, it's easier. I know that as we join together on this path of living a spiritually connected life, we're not here by accident, folks. We didn't show up in each other's movie by accident. We showed up here by rite of consciousness, because we each have something to give to each other, because we each have something to contribute to the life, the one life, it's God's life, by means of each other, by means of interacting together. And so it's time for us to embrace that. To really embrace it and allow it and get excited about it and to say yes to it. So together, we get to write our story. You're in mine, I'm in yours. Give me a good card. You already have a great part in mine. Because you're my teachers. You're my mirror. You're my buddies. You're my reflection. And I give great thanks. I give great thanks for each and every one. It reminds me of who I am. Who allows me to remind you of who you are, a divine idea in the mind of God, creating an absolutely beautiful, perfect life that was meant to be lived by you and only.